We're here at the American Seed Trade Association, CSS, and Seed Expo in Chicago. With me is Steve Bergschneider, Manager, U.S. Crop Seed Enhancement for BASF. And we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of coatings and inoculants, something which BASF is increasingly involved in. So first of all, Steve, why don't you explain to us first the technology behind inoculants and the benefits to the seed?
So the technology behind the inoculants, obviously when we speak of inoculants, we're talking about rhizobia-based products, rhizobia being a form of bacteria that infects legume products and allows that crop to use atmospheric nitrogen to feed its nitrogen needs. So basically we have selectively chosen strains of, in soybeans' case, Brady Rhizobia japonicum, we've selectively chosen strains that we ferment and build into our inoculation products that allow us to use them whether you're in North Dakota or the Southeast or Ohio, Nebraska, sandy clay soils, cold, hot. There are a variety of conditions that allow them to effectively, you know, infect plants and form a high level of nodules for that plant. So it's something that has improved over the years. We've increased the ability to produce better, viable, more efficient rhizobia over the last several years. And so that's kind of where we're going with that.
Now, what are some of the key products that in the BASF's inoculant portfolio and what crops specifically benefit from those products?
You know, the biggest one for soybeans is our Vault HP brand. It's a multi-component biostack product, has rhizobia, has a biological biofungicide called Integral, and then also has some growth enhancers in it as well. So there's multiple biologicals in this package, again, for soybeans. We also have an inoculant rhizobia product for pea and lentils up in the northern part of the U.S. Called Nodulator, and then we also offer a peanut product in the south, Vault, as well. So the rhizobia are very specific to host crops. So obviously we have a couple different products for each one.
Excellent. Now, as far as yield potential is concerned, can inoculants directly benefit growers in that area?
Well, most definitely. I mean, that's the reason grower does anything is to increase yield or at least quality of seed. No matter what the crop is, soybeans, peas, lentils, peanuts, we're seeing great enhancements to the yield. So, I mean, that's what we do it for. So,
now, BASF also has a pretty big coatings portfolio. What are some of those key products and why are they beneficial to growers?
Our biggest brand that we are using is the Flo-Rite brand. We have some versions for corn and some versions for soybeans. The aspects of the product that we're trying to do is we're trying to add the ability for a farmer that's getting treated seed to have a very efficient planting experience. Some of these products, a lot of solids in them, they build up and they have a hard time flowing through planters. Our Flo-Rite brand allows the farmer to plant very accurate seed drops, no skips, no doubles, things like that, to allow him to have a good planting day when he's ready to go. Also, they're there to apply to enhance the person doing the treating of the seed, the ability to minimize bridging and compaction and things like that in the totes, tenders, and such.
So, what's BASF doing to help their inoculant and coating products remain at the top of the market?
Well, we're always, you know, through R&D work and that, we're always looking for, from the rhizobia side of product, you know, newer, better strains that are more efficient in fixating nitrogen for the plants. That is the big thing. Ones that are, you know, maybe hardier and can adapt to different profiles better. From the coatings and polymer sides, you know, we're always looking at lower use rates, better adhesion of actives on the seed, and again, you know, really enhancing that planting experience for the grower.
Well, and here at the CSS and Seed Expo, this is really a lot of the focus I noticed in the BASF exhibit, that you're really focusing on your inoculants and on the coatings, right?
Correct. You know, the big thing with through our exhibit here, we're talking about the fermentation process and everything. You know, a lot of times the biologicals have had the perception of not being not a whole lot of science that's went into them, which is exactly not the case. They're very, you know, we have PhDs, we have microbiologists, we have everybody on staff that go through this process of help ferment and make a high quality product. So we're trying to showcase that a little bit and show really what goes into these processes and let people know that You know, it's just not a mix off to the side. There's really some science behind it.
Well, it's really interesting. I think it's going to be something that people are really going to want to come by and see. Steve, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity to visit.
All right, very good. Here at the ASTA CSS 2014 and SEED Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.